You must be living under a rock if you don't realize that pretty much everything right now is getting more expensive. Inflation hitting 7.5% on consumer goods, and that's pushing up the price for everything. And joining us now on the KRD Newsline, Rod Griffin, Senior Director of Consumer Education for Experian. We're going to look more at what's driving up some of these costs. We know gas prices also making it expensive to operate a vehicle, but insurance also getting pretty pricey these days. Rod, thank you so much for joining us here on KRD News Radio.
Andrew, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so besides just that general inflationary pressure, what else is driving up car insurance rates right now?
So we're seeing everything increase in price. I was doing the math the other day, and inflation is now increasing at a higher rate than it has since I was in eighth grade, which is a long time ago. And it's affecting just about everything. We're looking at things like low vehicle inventory, chip shortages, so hard to get cars, which is driving up the price. The average used car loan today is about $500 a month. So that's at a record high. Repair costs are going up. So everything we're looking at is contributing to higher insurance costs because it costs the insurance companies more to fix your car if you wreck it.
Yeah, and we know, obviously, insurance companies are businesses, and we saw kind of during the height of the pandemic, a lot of insurance companies either reducing rates or giving some kind of promotional rebate back to customers, since a lot of us weren't driving nearly as much. Is that also trying to, or playing a role with the higher prices, maybe trying to recoup some of that goodwill that they extended to their customers during the pandemic?
I don't know if it's that so much as with the pandemic ending, we're driving more. So that puts us back on the road, and it becomes more important to find savings. The cost of inflation is hitting all of us in the wallet. And one of the things that Experian's doing is launching a service at experian.com/save that lets you compare your insurance rates with 40 of the top insurance providers. We're finding that people, on average, when they have savings, it's about $900 a year, which is going to help you with buying some of that gas, perhaps, that's going up in cost as well.
Rod, help us understand how, if a person doesn't have a ticket, a speeding ticket, or any ticket at all for like 20 years and has never gotten in a car wreck, why they should be paying as much for car insurance as somebody that may have had a few tickets or gotten a few accidents.
Yeah. Well, those factors are considered. When you're applying for new insurance, where they're comparing rates, so I think you're probably thinking about the use of credit reports or credit scores in underwriting. And the reason is that they're looking at two things. One, what's your ability or likelihood to be able to pay the premium on time? So it's a financial review, much like getting credit. There's a payment each month, and they want to make sure that, you know, there's relatively low risk that you'll pay that premium, you'll be able to pay it every month. The other is that they've shown high correlation between credit information, the way you pay your debts, and the likelihood that you'll make a financial claim. They're not predicting you'll wreck your car or get a speeding ticket, but they're predicting the likelihood that you'll make a claim. And the scoring systems they use are actually different than the scores that your bank would use, for example. Well, they're looking at different factors in different ways. But those are the two reasons that they're looking at credit histories. It's really about the financial aspect.
Why don't they look at the credit history of a on-time, every-month payment for insurance? Why don't they base the decision on that?
Well, some of it is. There are different factors that they consider. So they're going to look at your history with them after that initial relationship. And they're going to use a credit report. It's just part of that decision. It's a piece of it. But not the only factor. So your driving record is going to weigh more heavily for sure than a credit history, which is considered primarily at the beginning of that relationship.
Absolutely. Now, Rod, we know obviously really anything we can do to tamper in these costs to save as much money as possible. There are some other ways, especially when we're looking at insurance, that we can really save as much as possible as we're dealing with high prices for every other part of life right now.
Well, one, again, compare rates. Everybody should shop for rates periodically. I can tell you, just personally, my wife and I look at our rates at least once a year. not only for auto insurance, but homeowners and other kinds of insurance relationships, to make sure that we're getting the best terms. When you're doing that, you should make sure that you're comparing apples to apples. So make sure that you're looking at and getting quotes that are the same coverage. There are some instances where people think they're saving a lot until that something does happen and they find out that the insurance that they're paying less for also provides less coverage. So we make sure that we're comparing the same insurance terms with your policy when you go to experian.com/save to make sure that you're able to have the same coverage. But also, you know, look at making sure your credit report's in very good shape. So do things like, I would think of talking about those credit scores. Experian Boost lets you add your positive cell phone payments, your positive utility payments, and positive streaming services. So you can actually watch Netflix movies on date night on Friday night and build your credit score at the same time. But you look at using new tools to improve your credit history and your credit scores so that they're there to work for you. And again, look at other options. Make sure you're shopping for the best terms and rates. Make sure that you're comparing credit offers and looking for the best terms and rates. So essentially making sure that you're using the tools and resources that are available to you to demonstrate that you're able to manage those debts that you have, to reduce your insurance costs, and to reduce other costs that come your way.
Rod, this may be off topic, but is there ever going to be a time where renters would be getting credit for paying their rent on time every month on a credit report in the future?
Yeah, that's a great point. You can already do that.
Oh, you can.
You can. And it will become easier, I think, in the future. But right now, if you search Experian Rent Reporting, it's a big, long URL for some reason, but you can go to the Experian website. And we work with third-party providers that you can connect with your landlord. So it could be a person with a one-unit apartment in their house. It could be a 10,000-unit complex. They can report your positive rent payments to Experian. If they aren't, then you can work with one of those third parties, make your rent payments through them. They would pay the landlord and then report that positive information.
Wow.
Experian was actually the first credit reporting company to include positive rent payments in the credit report.
Very interesting. Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, Rod, we were running out of time.
100% effective. Sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, unfortunately, you know, it's very interesting, but we're up against the clock. Definitely love the conversation. We'll have to have you back on with more of these great cost-saving tips. But for more information, just head on over to Experian.com. Rod, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.